This is Capital Insider, taking you inside politics, policy, and government in Oklahoma. I'm Dick Pryor with Quorum Call publisher Sean Ashley. Kevin Stitt is nearing the final 2 years of his second term as governor, and he's making some changes in his team, starting with chief of staff.
Stitt last Monday named former state representative Tom Newell his new chief of staff. Newell served as a Republican state representative from Seminole from 2010 to 2016. He succeeds Grayson Walker, who was just appointed to the post in July, but already has chosen to pursue other opportunities in the private sector. Now, that's not particularly unusual in the latter years of a governor's administration. In the coming 2 years, it's likely we will see others leave Stitt's administration to pursue new careers in the private sector or perhaps with other government entities.
Sean, the governor also replaced a member of his cabinet, the Secretary of Energy and Environment. Now, that backstory on that move is different.
Stitt on Tuesday fired Secretary of Energy and Environment Ken McQueen after he appeared that day in an evidentiary hearing in the state's more than two-decade-old federal lawsuit against a group of poultry companies that the state accuses of polluting the Illinois River watershed. I'm disappointed that Ken McQueen would join A.G. Drummond, former A.G. Drew Edmondson, an environmentalist, in opposing Oklahoma farmers and landowners by appearing at a court hearing today in his capacity as secretary, Stitt announced on X, formerly Twitter. He fired McQueen immediately and then named Jeff Starling to replace him. Starling most recently served as chief legal and administrative officer and corporate secretary at Lagoon Water Midstream, which provides water services to energy companies. Before joining Lagoon, Starling was assistant general counsel at Devon Energy. He also previously served as a legislative aide to former U.S. Senator John Warner, a Republican from Virginia.
Last Monday, Governor Stitt announced his administration has entered into an agreement between the state of Oklahoma and Denmark to increase collaboration between the two governments on energy issues. But the Memorandum of Understanding says something else. What is this deal all about?
The Memorandum of Understanding is not between the state of Oklahoma and the nation of Denmark, like the press release seemed to indicate, but it is between the state and EE Enterprises LLC, the American subsidiary of a Copenhagen, Denmark-based alternative energy company. The memorandum says Oklahoma and the company will collaborate on wind and solar energy projects and explore the feasibility of developing what is called a power-to-X facility that would produce green methanol from renewable energy sources. Power-to-X is a process of converting renewable power into hydrogen, which is then stored and used directly or converted into liquid fuel, such as green methanol.
We're a month past the general election, but election season in Oklahoma is not over. One legislative seat still has to be determined.
Senate District 8 Senator Roger Thompson announced in June his resignation, and it took effect November 1st. The candidate filing period for the seat begins in 1 month, January 6th, and continues January 7th and 8th. Now, what could make the special election even more unique is that it will be the first contested under a new law that took effect November 1st that adds runoff elections to the special election process. Previously, the top vote-getter in each party's primary moved on to the general election, regardless of whether they received a majority of votes or not. Now, if a single candidate fails to receive 50% plus one vote in a special primary election, the top two candidates in a party's primary advance to a runoff, just like they do in regular elections.
That runoff election law was one of more than 240 new laws that went into effect last month. Are there any others that stand out?
Senate Bill 1959, which is designed to prevent children from having access to obscene, particularly pornographic materials. Now, the bill allows commercial entities to be sued and held financially responsible for knowingly distributing obscene materials to minors or for material promoting child pornography on the internet. As a result, some online pornography sites can no longer be accessed from Oklahoma, and more than just over one dozen other states that have passed similar laws.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
You're very welcome.
For more information, go to quorumcall.online. You can find audio and transcripts at kgou.org and look for Capital Insider where you get podcasts. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.